With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities have released new information about the man responsible for Wednesday's New Orleans rampage.
Officials are saying the suspect acted alone, and they're investigating what happened on New Year's Day in New Orleans as an act of terrorism. The second big headline, the FBI says there is no definitive link as of yet between the events on Bourbon Street with the explosion of a Tesla truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. And the third big headline is that the attacker left coolers around New Orleans with explosive devices inside of those coolers, but they were all recovered. None of them had exploded, and there was no additional threat to the public there.
Correspondent Darlene Superville. Meanwhile, the highly decorated Army soldier inside a Tesla Cybertruck packed with fireworks that exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas shot himself in the head just before detonation, authorities said Thursday. The explosion caused minor injuries to seven people, but virtually no damage to the hotel. Speaker Mike Johnson on Thursday expressed confidence about his chances ahead of the House's Friday speaker vote. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson said in a televised interview, quote, "I'm humbled and honored to have President Trump's endorsement for the role again. We're going to get this done." Johnson pointed to the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, noting that serious issues are happening across the country. The speaker argued the country and Congress cannot afford drama. If all members are present, Johnson would need 218 votes to be elected speaker.
One Republican has already announced he will be voting against the speaker. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 151 points, the Nasdaq dropped 30, the S&P 500 lower by 13. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They're Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2025 may see the establishment of laws designed to protect children in several states. In Tennessee, one new statute requires pornography websites to verify their customers are at least 18 years old. But the Free Speech Coalition, a pornography trade association, filed a challenge. A Florida law bans children under 14 from having social media accounts and requires parental consent. This is SRN News. Supporters and opponents of the embattled South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have been rallying in Seoul. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Villadesma reporting from London.
Thousands of President Yoon Suk-yeol supporters rallied on Thursday amid a heavy police presence. Pro-Yoon protester Cho Sung-won says the country is in a state of civil war and anarchy. President Yoon, he says, needs to return so he can normalize the country. Anti-Yoon protesters also held a rally in a nearby area, demanding Yoon's immediate arrest and impeachment, one saying the suspension of presidential powers is not enough and that Yoon needs to be criminally punished. To formally end Yoon's presidency, at least six justices on the nine-member constitutional court must vote in favor. I'm Charles Villadesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.